Everyone's out here living their best life, and Ari's here, still trying to. Gosh, what am I trying to do? Jeez. Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to Car Talks. It's live Car Talks with your host, Ariana Davis. Where am I going today? Oh, of course, like on most of my podcasts, I'm going to the gym. It is Friday, December 13th, I believe. Yeah, so I don't even know. You're probably listening to this and it's like the 23rd. I post things so late and it's terrible. I kind of wish I recorded myself and my voice was like really bad. So I've been sick for like a week now, ever since I started working at my job. And I'm sick, but my voice was so bad not too long ago where I was cracking over and over again. I'm like coughing in the phone. I should probably not even do a podcast, but I was, this lady, man, she's always like, okay, this lady's just like always out here walking, and she's, her head's always down, and she's on her phone, and she's not even like walking on the sidewalk, she's just walking on the grass, with like those, that shirt, that, what caused that reflective gear? Anyways, gosh, what was I gonna say? Oh yeah, so like I couldn't even talk. I mean, I could talk, but my voice cracked like all the time. It kept like, I sounded like a kid going through puberty because every time I like talked, my voice would go, and it was terrible, but it was funny. It's like during the day after I had a long night of rest, yeah. Me and my grammar. After I had a long night of rest, I'm like coughing like here and there, and it's fine. When it gets to like nighttime, especially when I go to bed, I'm coughing over and over and over and over. And then actually in the morning, early in the morning, before I get up, I'm coughing over and over and over and over again. And then I get up, drink some water, and then I'm like, I'm good. So we'll see how that works tomorrow when I work. I'm actually glad that I'm working morning shifts. I hate night shifts. I think I liked night shifts when I worked at JCPenney's though, because it was quiet. It was just more enjoyable, to be honest. And it was quiet. the morning wasn't terrible. It's just, I'm not a morning person, and it's sometimes during the day, there's not much to do, I want to say, and I don't know, it's JCPenney's brings in a lot of old people, and a lot of old people come in the morning, and gosh, I love my old people, but sometimes they just, showing a lot of ageism right now, probably. Anyway, so, now that I'm working Rite Aid Pharmacy, I would prefer a job in the morning though. Like to get off and then have the rest of the day to do something. As far as like pharmacy tech, I prefer to work in the morning and then get off, you know. I'm actually very excited right now because another job opportunity opened up at another place. It's not for pharmacy. It's for customer service representative. And I know that's like taking a different direction for pharmacy tech, but this is it's a corporate job with it's one of the top three companies in America. America. What the hell is America? I don't work for America. Top three countries in America, I believe. Okay, not in America. In the East Coast. Okay. something like that. Or maybe it's in Virginia. I think it's the East Coast or Virginia. Okay, I don't know. I'm like, I went from America to the East Coast to Virginia. I know it's not America, but I think it's either the East Coast or just Virginia is the top three company. One of the top three companies. Anyways, I know customer service representative isn't like a lot, you know. It's just like, I'm not the big boss. I'm at the bottom of the bottom, you know. But it pays more than what I'm actually doing now. What I'm actually trying to do is start at this company as customer representative. They're going to pay for my college. I'm going to go back to school, do college online, get my bachelor's, and then I plan on actually okay, so there's two things I'm looking at: healthcare administration or cybersecurity. Two things I'm actually very interested in. So, besides music. So, what I'm going to do is get my bachelor's in health. Well, I got to decide bachelor's in health science or bachelor's in science, because cybersecurity is in science and healthcare administration is in health science. So, do a little bit more research, see what I want to do. I could probably get my bachelor's in both, depending. Maybe just take a few extra classes. And then, while I'm working at this company, I can move up and start working at this company doing, move from customer service to healthcare administration or cybersecurity, which is a huge jump. I'll probably have to change locations, I'm pretty sure, but... it's fine. It's all in Virginia. So I'm really excited about that, because it's, I know I just got this job, but what I, I was looking for, okay, so I didn't want to be I don't want to be a pharmacy tech for the rest of my life. Okay. And my thing is that I wanted to get out of retail. That was my thing. I was like, I'm 23. I don't need to be in retail anymore. Okay. I don't want to stay at retail. This is not a career. This is a retail's a little nice thing you do while you're in college or while you are, in high school. Okay. Unless you like want to become manager and then go to store manager. I don't know. Anyways, you might be like, well, you are going back to college. Well, I'm 23. I should have already graduated, and I haven't. Okay. So, I mean, boohoo, but you know, I didn't. But I'm 23. I want to move out, and I don't want to still be at, you know, where are you working, Ari? Oh, still at JCPenney's. No, I need to get out of retail. So I chose pharmacy tech because I knew I wanted to go into the, I don't know if I want to do like a corporate job or if I wanted to get into the hospital, do something, you know, on the healthcare side. So I was like, okay, I need to make a next step. And how do I do that? I said, okay, well, before I go back to school, I need a job that's going to allow me to pay for it. I want to pay for it out of pocket. I don't want to just get another retail full time. So I was like looking at certain certifications that I could do. And I saw pharmacy tech and my mom was telling me about it. I didn't want to do CNA. And she was like, yeah, it's a great start. So I was trying to get my foot into the door. And then once I start working as a pharmacy tech, maybe I'll see other things that I want to do and I'll move up from there. Well, pharmacy tech, I kind of was promised, like I told you guys probably my last podcast, that I'll be working in the hospital. Didn't work out. Ended up working at a retail pharmacy, which is something I really didn't want to do. And, I mean, it's a start for something, so I guess I have to be grateful that I got a job and everything. But there's just a lot of things at this job that I don't care about. I mean, they're lovely people, of course. I mean, they're great. I love working with them, just like already. It's, you know, it's such a good environment. But the thing is that you gotta look at yourself and what your goals are in life. The healthcare benefits, full-time benefits, everything, it's not what I'm looking for. It's actually pretty bad, to be honest. I'm not trying to like down a company. That's why I'm like, I don't know if I told you guys where I'm working, but hopefully not. I probably have, but they're not listening to this. Anyways, so, plus I'm leaving soon. So, They are a great company. I have to give them that. But it does not, what I'm looking, so for someone else, they might love the benefits, to be honest, but I don't. And you have to look at where you want to be in life and what you want your career to be. And if it doesn't match that, you know, you got to say, see you later. And if you're offered a better position, you got to go. And my dad was trying to tell me, like, you know, just to let you know, sometimes when you leave places and you've only been working there for a little bit, people can be nasty and be like, oh, I thought you were going to be here much longer. Yeah, but you can't just stay at a place because you don't want someone to badmouth you. You know, oh, I can't leave because they need help. I mean, you gotta look at your future. Okay. And I'm ready to start making money moves, and I'm trying to move out in the spring with my brother, and we're looking at apartments, and the type of apartments that I want, in order to get there, I gotta make more. So with this job, I will probably be able to do, see, with just this job, I can probably do pharmacy tech part-time. That is a thing. Like on the weekends, but then I'd be working every single day. Although I'm trying to find a place that lets me do pharmacy tech, PRN, which is just like when you're needed, they call you up and you go in. You know, you tell them your schedule, like, I work blah, 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 blah. It's a set schedule. I love set schedules. And hopefully, I think it is. And then they're just, I mean, as far as like the company I'm going to be working for, hopefully if they hire me, but it's like, it's a good chance that I'm going to get it. Okay. So my dad worked there and he was the director and he knows the people my aunt works there currently and all that good stuff. So, it's just, it's kind of like, it's kind of like you are, gosh, where was I? I pulled up at my friend's house and I told him I was here, Sieben, and I like totally forgot what I was talking about. Jeez Louise, I know I was talking about my job, but gosh. You know, I didn't want to stay on this for too long. You guys were like, wow, you're talking about this job for like how long? We're going on 12 minutes. We're past 11 minutes now. But, oh yeah, so it's as needed. You give them your schedule, and then, I mean, you guys probably all know this. If they're like, okay, Ari does not work this day, or she doesn't work at this time, they'll be like, hey, can you come in at blah, 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 and you're just like, yeah, I can, and then you go in, and you work, you know, you work for them, and I'm only doing that for experience, so at this company, if they have a position open for pharmacy tech, I can work at pharmacy tech at this company, which I'd get paid a lot more too as well. So it's not like I'm not filling prescriptions and everything. It's more, it's computer, it's like data for the pharmacy and everything and whatnot. So I am actually pretty excited about that. So I'm going to be speaking about it again because I got to tell Sieben. I have stuff to tell you. And I'm so excited. I have two things to tell you.
What the fuck is that?
It's an air fryer.
Oh, what?
Air fryer.
Why do you want to fry the air?
It's so when you fry, it's like for people who fry, you know, like the smell goes up into the house. It's like you fry, you put it inside. Okay, so let's say you want to fry like some freaking, crank this car around. Let's say you want to fry some fries, and instead of like frying in the open in your house and it smells up the whole house, you put the fries inside of the air fryer and you close it and it fries in a concealed, you know what I mean? Like in a concealed pot, basically, and you open it and it doesn't smell the house. So it's like, it's frying it basically, but it's closed inside of something. So,
well,
so we would, you know what I mean?
Well, Jimmy Butler's not playing tonight.
That has nothing to do with fries. Okay, I got to tell you something really important. Do you want the Christmas news first? Oh, my voice is cracked. Do you want the Christmas news first? Or do you... Oh, sorry, I like... I'm so close. Jeez. Do you want the Christmas news first? or do you want the job opportunity first? I mean, my job opportunity. Or the Christmas news. Which one?
Christmas.
Okay. So, Christmas dinner is December 25th, obviously, on Christmas. Yeah. And most of my family is, like, not coming. I don't think any of them are coming because they're all going to go to Florida to see my grandma. Anyway, so my dad was like, I still want to have Christmas dinner. And he's inviting, like, his friends and stuff. And then I was like, well... And it's gonna be like Thanksgiving food and everything. And I was like, well, can I invite Steven or like Delicia? He was like, I don't care, invite them over for Christmas dinner. So you're invited for Christmas dinner. So Christmas dinner will probably be like at 5 or 6 or something like that. And then we eat, play video games or watch Christmas movies. So if you, you're invited, yeah, okay. Anyways, okay. So that's the news if you wanted to come.
Wrong direction.
Oh yeah, I'm not going home. And like, so, that is up to you. I don't know if you and your... I know your you and your family don't do, like, Christmas, but I don't know if, like...
We don't do Christmas, but I know that my mom is probably going to be planning on us doing some shit together. And LeBron plays.
That's still, like, doing something Christmas-like.
Yeah, I know, but you can't tell her that she's going to start arguing or whatever. But LeBron plays on Christmas Day. So does Steph Curry.
Well, I'm just letting you know you're invited. So if you're sitting at home and you're like, oh, all right, now Ari's eating a whole bunch of food and dessert and she's watching Christmas movies and listening to Christmas music and all that jazz, just know it'll be at my house. And yeah, and I'll probably have wine there too, just like not out in the open. So if you want to try some wine, I'll probably have like alcohol upstairs, like for the adults and stuff, you know, whatever. Anyways, now the job opportunity. A job opened at blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to say it yet over the, you know, because we're on the podcast.
Whoa, why do you need to keep a secret from them?
Because I haven't got hired there yet, and I'm just being, just I'm, okay, shh. Can't talk about it yet. Okay, so.
You ain't trying to jinx it.
No, that's not it. It's not it. I'm not trying to talk about the place. You know, if someone hears me and they work there, and then, okay, so, okay.
You are so afraid that everybody who's listening is...
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Like, there's just certain things you're going to post, like, on social media as your job. Okay, just listen, okay? I'm just listening. Listen. My aunt just told me about a job opportunity at her company, the one I was telling you about where my dad used to work at. Now, my dad doesn't work at this building because my dad was, like, a director, whatever. But the thing is that... She told me another job opened up for customer service representative. She said that she's, instead of me just going online to apply, she's actually, since she has the power to do this, she's going to go into the company's, you know, on her computer through the company and send me a referral. So basically it's going to be like, hey, you've been invited to, you have been chosen, like, basically to apply to this job, meaning I will get interviewed. My dad is going to call his ex-boss. Now, his ex-boss does not work in my department at all, but he still, like, oversees the departments under. So, he's going to call his ex-boss and be like, hey, my daughter's applying to blah, blah, blah. You know, can you look at her stuff and basically help her get in? So, the thing with this job and this position, my dad said, is like, it closes December 31st. They might close it early. So what they do is they close it, they interview you in like under a week, and then they call you back in under a week, and then they hire you in under a week. So my dad said it all happens under a month. Like my cousin was interviewed and everything and got the job in like 2 to 3 weeks, which doesn't really happen a lot with jobs, but for this position it does. And my dad was like, you're going to be hired in January. So he was like, you're going to leave Rite Aid Pharmacy in January. This job pays a lot more and they pay for college. So my dad said, you start working at this company, it's corporate, and I think it's like the top, one of the top three companies in either the East Coast or Virginia. But anyways, so he said, you work at this job, they pay for your college. So he's, my mom was telling me to go back to school but online and either get my bachelor's in healthcare science or my bachelor's in science, or both, because I was thinking about doing healthcare administrator, with which oversees like like, they're in charge of the hospitals. They're in charge of clinics, basically. They're, like, the bosses of whatever at top. So my dad said if I get my bachelor's in that, which would be 2.5 years, I can move up in the company, which I would probably... I won't be at that same building, he said, because I'll probably move to another building. But that pay, I think, starts at, like, 90K a year? Or something like that. It's really high. I'm not going for the money. I'm just saying, like... And then cybersecurity is, you know, like... companies have like cybersecurity, you know, they block hackers and they go into all that stuff. I could do cybersecurity. So my dad was like, start at customer service representative, have them pay for your college, and then you'll just move up when you're done your bachelor's or whatever. But anyways, I'm excited because my dad was like, more than likely you're gonna get the job and you're gonna start working in January, meaning I can move out and get an apartment much faster. And now that also means that me and my brother can get a better apartment. So, I asked him if we could look at apartments in, on Monday, or whatever. So, I'm excited about that because I am leaving, right, pharmacy. The only scary thing, sorry, I'm still sick. I'm still sick. My dad was telling me a lot. He said, sometimes just be aware that some people can be nasty when you leave jobs that quick. Because he said there was a time that he left his job in like 2-3 months. And the guy at the company was like, no, this is not this company. It's a totally different company. When he was like maybe like 3 years older than me. And the guy was like, I thought you were going to be here for years and you're leaving. And my dad was like, yeah, I understand. Like, it's crazy when people are upset with you leaving their job, but you're leaving for a better opportunity. They should be happy for you. And he was like, don't feel like sad about it, like, or tell yourself like, okay, I'm going to stay. He's like, no, you got to think about yourself. You got to think about your future and your career. So that's a good thing. And my dad was telling me that he thinks it's a Monday through Friday job. Because usually this company is, but he said for customer service is usually 24 hours. He said at this building, he doesn't know if it's a Monday through Friday, weekends off, which I hope it is. But my other goal too with the company is my dad said that there are other positions. He said you can't change, if you want to change your position, you can't change it. You can change it every year. You can't change it within 1 year within the company. He said, and then you move up, whatever, if you apply for another job. When my dad worked there, he wasn't salaried. He had a base, like he wasn't paid by the hour. Basically, he got paid the same thing every year, which is good. So it's not like if my dad finished his work in under 8 hours. It's not like, oh, you worked under 8 hours, so you're not going to get paid. You're not going to get paid this amount of money. No, he's going to get paid the same amount of money. So I kind of want that job where, like, salary exempt, basically. So, like, I asked my dad, because my dad gets hour lunches, what he did when he was there. We usually, corporate jobs, get hour lunches. I was like, he said, sometimes I would take an hour and 20. And I was like, why would you do that? You get paid less. He was like, you still get paid. He was like, I don't like clock out. You don't clock in or clock out. There's none of that. It's just, you know. But anyways, I'm excited. I am so excited to just work at, you know, a corporate office, basically. So.
Congratulations.
Thank you. You can say congratulations when I actually get the job.
No, thank you.
Saying it now. So, I'm excited. I just, like I was saying, like, I don't hate Rite Aid Pharmacy. It's a great place, but it's like, you know, I wanted to work in the hospital to begin with, but it's not like I wanted to be a pharmacy tech for the rest of my life. It was just a step. Now, I could do pharmacy tech at this company, like, later on. Like, in between me trying to get my bachelor's in health administration, like, I can still move up in between the 2 years. You know, so I'll probably end up being pharmacy tech, and I almost said the company, But I wouldn't be, like, filling prescriptions. It's, like all data analysis, basically, doing stuff like that. But I just don't want a... It's, like, I do not want to have a customer job. I guess I can be thankful that I'm not closing, have any close. I don't know if they're not giving me closing shifts because the people that close can't open. Or if I'm opening right now because managers don't close and they need, since I'm new, they want me to work with the managers because I don't want to close. I prefer to wake up in the morning and get off and have the, I don't even have the rest of my day. The sun sets at 4. So usually when I wake up, like, it's not even like light outside really. And then when I get off, it's pitch black. That's what I hate. I'm just like, daggone, like, I can't even be outside with the sunlight. To go where?
Start working at the gym. Because I'm going to take the certification test in February.
Oh, yeah. My brother's trying to take it at the... He's taking it at the end of this month. Because he should have taken it, but he's not.
I thought he already got certified.
No, he took it and he just never took the test. So now he's studying. Again, but...
What is he doing for work?
He goes to patients' homes and he just sits and watches them. So... And takes care of them. So basically, CNA, like in home care.
Jesus. Yeah.
Jeez Louise. All this was Superman flying in the background.
Yeah, because it's badass. Look. That's what.
Oh, I thought he was flying.
No. I wish
still
he was.
Picture.
Look at those fucking abs.
Yeah, you're looking at a man's abs. That's great.
Oh, shit.
shit.
Oh, she posted another thingy. No, this is the girl. Fuck. She is fucking.
What in the world? I'm dying. Okay. Hold on, pause it, because I don't want to be copyrighted for that. Or what do you want to call it?
I
can't play music on the podcast like that, because I'm not... You can't play music that's just not yours.
Well, thank you for telling me.
Sorry, because because I have, Stop!
I was trying to turn it off, and you turned it back on.
I don't think I can, because I won't be able to get paid for it. What is it called? Sponsored.
Four.
It's okay. The whole song didn't play. It doesn't have to be the whole song, but...
Jesus, look at her. Man. She's crazy.
What is she doing?
She's being beautiful.
Oh, my God. I went on my Snap to take some pictures off that I took a while ago. And I found some videos that I took when I was drunk that I'm so glad I never posted. I think I just took it and saved it. I was like, what are these? And I was like dancing to a song while I was drunk in the bathroom. And then I was like, I don't even want to tell you what I was doing. I'm so confused at myself.
No, tell me.
No, it's not appropriate. Anyways, I was like, what the heck is wrong with me? I was like, yo. I was like, I don't even remember this. I don't know. It's probably like right before I threw up. I think it was after I posted that one video. Which is actually funny. So, I'm surprised I didn't post this video. So, the video I posted on Snapchat, you didn't see my face, right?
Wait, when you and Delicia recently?
Yeah.
When you were like messing with her tattoo?
Yeah.
No, you just...
Okay, there was a post that I took before that. And it leads into that when I took her back, when I showed her back. And then I was like, why didn't I post the other one? I must have saved it, but didn't upload that one. Because it was recorded all together. I first showed my face and I said, guys, I said something. And then I was like, what is wrong with me? I was like, what is wrong with me? Guys, I need help. I need help. I said, I need love. And then that's when I showed her back. And then I started talking. And I was like, was this a video that was posted? I was like, oh no, I probably deleted it. I mean, saved it, but not posted it. But I'm so glad I didn't. Just wanted confirmation. But anyways, we're gonna do abs first. I might not do the bike, but if I do, it's only gonna be a mile because the other day when I tried to run outside and do 2 miles, my dad was like, "Do not go outside and run in the cold." He said because you have upper respiratory infection, and when you run, you're using your respiratory. So he was like, "You gotta let it rest." And I was running. I was like, "Oh, I'm good." I came back in the house. I coughed and like literally, I was coughing with like no stop. Yeah. Until I fell asleep. I was coughing to the point where I started gagging. Like, gagging and coughing. And then I went upstairs. Like, coughing so much where, like, tears were coming down my eyes. Not because it hurt, but just, like, I don't even know. And then I tried to, like, cough under my covers because I thought my dad was going to come in the room and be like, "I told you." And then I was like, yeah, I should have done that. So, I mean, I'm not outside running because the cold air is not hitting, but I'm just going to do... I'm not even in the mood to do 2 miles anyway, so. And I'm pretty upset because I was supposed to do 3 miles a day for 31 days for the challenge, but being sick, I can't do 3 miles every single day. Which is so freaking frustrating. But okay, guys, we're gonna go in and work out. Bye! So we're back from the gym, but it's just me because I totally forgot to turn the podcast back on, and we were talking about some pretty funny shit, but he's not here, so I guess I'll have to leave that alone. But I'm on my way home now. You know, guys, I want to be ambitious. I mean, I want to be ambitious. I'm ambitious. But I want to do more. I feel like I've said that in my last podcast. In my podcast, probably. No, I don't know. I just want to do more. I want to wake up in the morning and be like, I don't know. Like, I want to change my life upside down. Like, I'm tired of having a dirty car. I'm tired of, like, throwing my clothes off on the floor and getting in bed. Like, I wanted, like, no, I'm going to fold them and put them in my drawer. You know what I mean? So, and then it's like when I get off work, gosh. I don't want to do anything. And then on my off days, it's like, I'm off. I don't want to do anything. Ugh. But that person's house is styled very weird. It looks like one of those inns. Those inn houses, like back in the day. Like, the inns that you see on Skyrim. Oh, my gosh. Talking about Skyrim. I miss Skyrim a lot. I wish they made a second one, but, like, with... Like, yeah. Oh, they did. They made Tamriel, and they made Marhal, or whatever the fuck that is. It's different because it's open world, and I don't like it because... Okay, I grew up playing RPG games, okay? I played a lot of RPG games. But the thing is that that's not... You know, I grew up playing MMORPG. But that's not what Skyrim was, you know? And you changed it into that. And the fact that for Tamriel, I don't have an option to close it. It's open world or not. You just don't play the fucking game. And so, I hate how, like, things respawn. You kill people and they're still there later. And, you know, it's kind of like... Like, you go... buy something real quick and then it chases you and 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 chases you until it reaches that mark the game has them leave. You know what I mean? It's stupid. And then it's like if you go into a certain part of the world, you got like 60 dragons circling around each other. And then you have like 50 flying ants like circling around each other. And then right next to that, it's like, what the heck? But that's what they do. And fucking Tamriel versus Skyrim is like more realistic. Like, you're in the woods, there's gonna be, you know, a wolf. There's gonna be four of them because they travel in a pack. There might be one skeever because they don't technically, travel in a pack. You go up to the Alps, there's gonna be an abominable snowman. There's gonna be one, you know what I mean? Versus if you had an abominable snowman or a yeti, whatever you wanna call it, in fucking Tamriel, you'll have six of them huddling or doing something in a circle. and then they'll all chase you until they reach that part where the game has them just turn back. Yes, it's MMORPG, and I like MMORPG. Probably not, like, too much anymore, but, like, if I wanted to play that, I would play that. And I hate, like, I was playing, like, you can't steal in the game. Like, before, like, you could duck and steal, but in this game, you can't. They have somebody, like, literally watching all the areas where high-priced items are. And that person doesn't leave. The game has them standing there, so they're not going to leave, and they can see you. Also, too, another thing I didn't like was I stole something, and I killed somebody, and nobody saw me. And still, my novice went up, and people were sent out to kill me when nobody saw me kill somebody. That was stupid. It's like, I guess the game told them. I'm like, what the heck is this? And then I have to fucking play to do Dark Brotherhood. I have to play. I keep saying play. I have to pay to play Dark Brotherhood. It's like, to play the next chapter, you had to pay. I have to pay to steal a certain item because I need the Thieves Guild. I have to pay to be an Imperial because they know that's like the star race in Skyrim. It's fucking bullshit, but hey. I, like, played Tamriel for maybe about 2 months, and it wasn't even, like, consistently. It was, like, spread out. And then after that, I was just like, yeah, no. Just make another Skyrim, please. Another Skyrim with another world with new quests, which I say another Skyrim, but it wouldn't be called Skyrim, because Skyrim is where they were. They were in Skyrim, so you gotta call it something else. Oh, Markarth. Markarth wasn't the second one of Tamriel. Markarth was in Skyrim. Markarth was just another city. Yeah. With the Druids is freaking Merlin and King Arthur. Okay. Whatever. You guys get what I'm saying. Okay? All you people play video games and watch all that stuff. You know what I mean. I honestly haven't, like, found a good game to where, like, I am so into it. You know what I mean? Like, I remember back in the day, like, going to GameStop, which GameStop is different now. Like, my uncle gave me a $25 gift card to GameStop, which isn't, it's not gonna really buy you a game. It'll take a huge chunk off. It'll take $25 off, but games now people just purchase on Xbox. That's what I do. So I'm like, now I gotta go to GameStop and get a game, which GameStop doesn't even carry new game. Well they do, but GameStop kind of sucks. It really does suck, and I'm surprised they're not out of business. I literally give them the end of 2019, barely. Anyways, so they probably just still open because they sell Xbox consoles and other stuff. But, like, I just remember, like, oh my gosh, such and such is coming out, and you get the game, and it's so fun, and then you come home, and then after school, that's all you play. That is all you play. You know, I told my dad, like, there's this thing that's going on, and you can sign up for it. If you, are picked, you have to not have social media. If you are off social media for a whole year, they give you $100,000. My dad was like, would you do it? And I was like, definitely. I'll do that in a heartbeat. You can do it on your computer, but you can't do it on your phone. They're going to give you a basic phone, like flip phone. No, like, you can't download apps. It's going to be like a fucking jitterbug or something like that. Like, this is a 1980-something phone. I was like, I'm fine. I don't need to be on social media. I mean, I know I use my phone for music and stuff, but I'll just have to use my computer for music. That'll work. For $100,000, hell yeah, the hell. And I think my dad was like, you can't text, so if you talk to somebody, start dating somebody, you gotta call them every single time. And I was like, I don't need to date somebody for a year, I'll be good. It's $100,000. He was like, what would you do for $100,000? I was like, well, I would quit my job for a little bit. I mean, $100,000 is not gonna last me till I'm dead.
Yeah.
not $10 million. Okay, it's $100,000, which is still a lot, but it's just $100,000. Okay. I would quit my job temporarily. You know, I wouldn't work temporarily. No, I wouldn't go and go on vacation. I actually wouldn't. Especially if you go somewhere expensive, that money's gonna go quick. So, I would quit my job. Then I'd go to school full time. Which will probably take a huge chunk out. You go to school and it's like $40,000, $40,000 off of $100,000. But yeah, I go to school full time to where my days are packed with just school. I'm not working, I'm just going to school. Which is actually going to be fun. I'm going to school, get home, sleep, get up, go to school again. And you know what I mean? That's the life. I'd rather go to school every single day than work every single day. I can't believe when I was younger, I was like, I would rather work every day than go to school every day. And now you look back and you're like, what the fuck? I would rather go to school every day if I can get paid. Because at least I'm just sitting. I mean, I know my attention span sucks, but I'm not dealing with mean people at all. That stress is deleted, you know? Oh, yeah, the stress of, you know, deadlines and all that crap, so. Speaking of that, it's not really a deadline. My store manager was like, I want to congratulate you. You're in the top three of asking people. They have the plenty card. Congratulations. Good start. Good start. You know, you just start working here. I'm like, of course, you told me. That's how it is. When you're new to a place, you follow the rules to a T. When I start working at JCPenney's, I ask every single person if they want to sign up for JCPenney's card. Then you start working there, and then after a while, you're like, I'm not asking every single person. What the heck? I'm not going to ask them if they want to open a credit card for when their item is $2. So, of course, if you start working at a place, you do everything to a T until you get used to the place, so you get used to everybody, and then you kind of just run the shit yourself, you know? But I ain't running this shit at all. I ain't want to work here. It's time for me to go. But it's also time for me to go inside, too. It's 11:50. I need to go to bed. I want to fold my clothes, but I'm going to have to, like, not do that tonight. I can't even do it tomorrow because I work from 9 to 9. I'm going to have to sit. Well, I can do it when I get back because I don't work till 3 on Thursday. So we'll see how that goes because I will be able to be up all night. So I'm going to go inside and eat some cookies. And not with chocolate milk. Oh, do they have dark chocolate milk? I should see if that's a thing. It probably is. But I made some vegan cookies, have some milk, and I was gonna say vegan cookies and real milk, and a salad. So, sorry for this podcast. It's not as exciting as you guys probably thought it was gonna be. No, I'm just kidding. Anyways, I hope you guys have a great week. It is, I didn't even say this in the beginning of my podcast, but it's Tuesday, December 18th. Oh, it is. I was about to say, no, it's not. It's 12, but I'm at 12 minutes here. I mean, I'm further than 12 minutes talking, but I mean, since I restarted the... Okay, whatever. It's too late. I can't even complete my sentences. Anyways. I'm dying. Oh my gosh, I can't believe tomorrow I'm gonna work with the other pharmacist. She's just so bland and she's just so emo. Gosh damn. Didn't you think that you do? It's like when you work with people like that, you think everything that you do is wrong. Oh gosh, did I do something wrong? Did I make you upset? But no, they're just fucking emo. Anyways, I love you guys. Have a great week. Please, and please just pray for me, bruh. Having a bad week already, and it's Tuesday. Stay strong. If you're already strong, give me some of that because I freaking need it. And I'll talk to you guys next time. Bye. Oh, and follow me on Bandcamp. It's Ellie, or can type in Ari Davis. If not, you can type in my two songs that I have up there, Keep It Together or The Night He Left. All right, bye!